awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Has anybody here ever been catfished before?
Attempted, but no, I've never, like, officially...
Like, hatfished, no! Oh! They take off their hat and they're not attractive.
Hatfished.
Yeah. No, there was one time, and I said, oh, and the person finally said, ha-ha, I'm a catfish, I can't believe you fell for it.
Oh, man. They thought it was funny?
They actually told me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the dude obviously didn't want to meet up with me.
Oh.
So,
well, that has to be pretty awkward and embarrassing to find out you've been lied to
in
that way. But now here's a question. Have you ever caught somebody catfishing using your pictures?
Ooh.
Whoa.
I've heard rumors, but never caught them.
Yeah, nobody's ever used my pictures for some reason.
I don't know why. I think your age doesn't... Yeah,
shut up, Alexis.
I mean, what would you do if you were caught in that situation? Well, apparently, you would call us. Because one of our listeners, Haven, recently found a catfish online using her photos.
Dude, that's messed up, Haven.
And now she's reached out to us for help. Hey, Haven, you must be pretty hot, huh?
I mean, like, I think so.
Yeah. As you should. That's a good thing.
Well, no one uses a lot of ugly catfish pictures.
Wait, though, how did you discover someone using your photo?
One of my guy friends was scrolling through, and he's like, hey, I didn't know you had a new profile. And I was like, what? So he sent it to me, and I was like, oh, dude, that's not me.
How does that feel when you see that for the first time?
It was really weird. It was like meeting an evil twin, but my twin is a robot or probably some like 40-year-old dude in a basement somewhere.
I mean, you're going to say a little flattering, though. I mean, because your pictures are attractive enough to be the front for a catfish.
I know. It's a compliment in some way.
In a strange way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess, but I reported it to Tinder. They took the profile down. Good. And then... Okay. 2.5 or 3 weeks later, my dude friend messages me and he's like, hey, guess who's back? Not you.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Fake Haven is back?
Yeah. Back, like slightly different pictures.
Yeah.
But like, again, not me. So I was about to report it. I'm like, no, this is too weird now that it's happened a second time. So I feel like I have to do something about it.
Ooh. Okay.
So you want to track down the catfish that's using your photo?
So like, I did.
Oh, you did?
Well, kind of.
What did you do? Like, get your guy friend to, like, match up with them or something?
No, I decided this is my thing. I'm going to make my own fake dude Tinder.
Oh, you're going to catfish the catfish.
Exactly.
We're about to have a school of catfish.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Whose pictures did you use for your fake guy?
My dude friend let me use his.
Okay.
He's got to be an attractive person, but not a famous attractive
person. Right. Yeah. She's like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I feel like the catfish probably wouldn't be that dumb. I didn't want to risk it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Your friend's attractive too, then.
You swiped on fake you.
I swiped on fake me, and fake me swiped back.
That means you got to talk to fake you. I mean,
that's weird.
We have the starts of what could be a beautiful fake relationship here. Could lead to a fake engagement, maybe a fake marriage. I would love to be a part of that.
Just questioning each other. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
You're hot.
Yeah.
Oh, really? How hot?
Seriously, though, like, what was the conversation like? I mean, because you're the guy in this scenario. Did you, like, drop in with a what's up or something?
I use the world's best icebreaker, which is how much does a polar bear weigh?
Oh, yeah. Enough to break the ice.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So fake me has been messaging. I feel like I'm a really charming dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know what a lady wants. That's for sure.
Okay. So you matched with them. Why are you emailing us today?
Okay, because I've been messaging back and forth with Not Me for like a week now.
It sounds so weird. Wow. Someone just tuned in.
I finally got Not Me to give me a phone number so we could chat.
Oh.
So you want to call fake you out?
I do, but like I almost called myself, but I think it'd be weird if they're expecting a call from my fake dude friend. And then a girl is on the line. You know what I mean?
You need a guy to call. You need Jeffrey.
Oh.
But that's not how the Awkward Tuesday phone call works. Like, the whole point of this is, like, we give you advice and then you make the phone call.
Yeah.
We want to do as little as possible.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, I don't think it'll work if I'm the one who calls.
Yeah.
Like, you want to play along for a little?
Yeah.
With them?
Yeah. Find out who they are.
So you want me or, like, Jose to make the call?
That would be so great.
Oh.
If you want the person to never call us back, I'll totally make the call. I'm really good at pushing him away. way.
Alexis, if something like this happened to you and you found somebody was using your pictures, do you think you would handle it this way?
I would definitely call them, yeah. I would probably talk myself, though. I would just talk in a man voice, you know?
What's your man voice?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sup, dude.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. You asked.
Don't ever do that.
Don't catfish me then.
It's not going to work.
Maybe Haven has a better man voice. Haven, can you beat that?
Yo, what's up?
Oh, my
That's
God.
Actually pretty good.
Do we sound like yeah, that, Jeff?
Do we? I hope not.
Yeah, I actually heard Haven adjust her crotch while she said that. It was believable to me, Haven.
Maybe we do have to do this. Well, okay, so well. You want us to call the fake you to figure out who it is and tell them to stop using your photos.
Please?
Oh, my gosh. Right.
She means please. All right. Please, bro.
We got to figure this out.
Let's give it a shot, I guess. We're going to play a song. We'll come back, and then we'll make the Awkward Tuesday phone call for you to figure out who's been using your photos as a catfish.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. If you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Haven. I think she's in her 20s, around there. And she was the victim of being catfished on Tinder recently. And someone's using her photos to lure guys in. And what she decided to do was catfish this person back. She's been in communication with the fake her for a few days. And recently, she got a phone number to call. And she's asking us to call it to figure out who this mystery person is and tell them to please stop using her pictures on Tinder.
Oh my gosh.
Now, she can't make the phone call herself because she's a girl and this person is expecting a guy to call.
Yeah.
And so she's asked either me or Jose to make the call for her to get to the bottom of it.
Oh God.
It's awkward. It's awkward for so many reasons.
Who's doing this?
Well, actually, I have a coin.
Oh, you have a coin? We're going to toss a coin?
Let's toss a coin here, Jose. Pick heads or tails.
Oh my gosh.
Tails? Okay.
What is it?
It's heads.
Ah, no! I'm actually more nervous now. Jeff seems uncomfortable.
I'm actually really excited.
I don't want to do this
Jeff's
one.
Jeff's uncomfortable. I'm actually kind of excited.
When was
I'll
the
still
last...
be your wingman, bro. Don't worry.
When was the last time you had a conversation with a woman you didn't know?
I don't know.
He's
it's gonna be.
You can't shut down now, Jeff.
Haven, I am so sorry.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like in advance of this call. I already
no,
can tell
like
you.
I know it's gonna be good. I trust you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good for everybody else.
Just pull out that inner sexy Jeffrey. Okay, you got it. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Jeff was confused when you said that. He's like,
I don't know what you're
me?
Talking about. Alexis, anything?
No dad jokes.
All right, we're screwed. We're screwed.
Oh my God.
Haven. All right.
Dude, just relax.
The name of the... I should know this. What's the name of the guy that you used as your catfish name?
Oh, yeah, that's important.
His name is George.
George?
Could be any less sexy now.
Yo, what's up? It's George.
It's George. Oh, God. Do I have a job or am I unemployed?
You are a full-time student who's in engineering.
In what?
An engineering student?
So you have no social
it's
skills
impossible.
But potential.
Wait, what? What's his hobby? There. What's his hobby? What does he like to do?
He plays guitar.
Of course, George, the engineer, plays guitar.
Come on, Songbird, you can do it.
All right, let's just do this. I'm going to call this number, and we're going to figure out who's been catfishing you, if they answer.
Should we have an acoustic guitar playing?
No, let's just do it.
You got this, George.
Me get my inner George going.
Brick and George in the morning, I love it.
All right. I'm going to dial the number now. Here we go. Wish me luck.
Oh, my God.
I'm so nervous for you.
Hello?
Hey, Haven. It's George. What's up?
George. Yeah. Hey, George.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Nice of you to call. I just didn't expect you to call.
Yeah, no, it's nice talking to you. I just wanted to chat ever since you gave me your number. Been dying to hear your voice.
Yeah, I like your voice. This is a good start. Good start.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're just throwing me off guard a little there, George, because I know we were messaging, but I didn't realize I got a call.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you off guard. I was just hoping to introduce myself and say hey. Let you know how fine you look in your Tinder pics, you know?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Of course.
You know what? I might as well say this now that we're talking. Those photos aren't me.
What? What do you mean?
The photo that you're looking at is actually not me. I was going to tell you later on, but I guess now is as good a time as any.
I'm confused. You catfished me?
I'm not cooking fish.
No, did you catfish me? You know, like where you pretend to be somebody else online? I mean, you're saying that the pictures aren't you. You're not Haven.
I'm not Haven, but
okay, well, what's going on? How come you're saying you're Haven?
Okay, so...
what's happening?
Here's the story. You are a super nice guy, and I like what you're posting. I like your profile. You seem like a really sensible, upfront guy. And Haven's my daughter. I'm her mother.
No way!
What?
No way!
This is Haven's mom!
Oh my God!
What are you doing?
Mom, what the hell? Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
George?
Yeah, no.
George,
I mean,
isn't here.
They're,
oh my gosh.
Be honest,
no,
Jeffrey.
Mom, it's me, Haven, your daughter, who you're pretending to be online.
Oh. I don't understand what's going on right now. I'm talking to George.
No, yeah, I'm not George. Oh. There is no George.
That was also a catfish.
That was, yeah. You're on the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey.
Why is everybody cooking fish?
No.
She doesn't know what it means.
I need to let you know, Haven's mom, you're on the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey, in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Because your daughter recently found an account on Tinder using her picture. She didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
So she asked us to call the phone number to try and figure it out. And turns out it's her mom.
Yeah.
So when you were talking to George, you were really talking to your daughter.
Yeah, you guys have been flirting.
With each other? That's weird.
I'm very confused here.
Maybe Haven can explain.
Yeah, Haven.
Mom, you were talking to me. Why'd you give me lame hobbies like yoga?
Haven, I've never done yoga. George, I don't know where you are. Are you at George's house?
No, there is no George.
No, George. Forget George. Haven. Move past George. What's your name, Mom?
Yeah,
like,
thank
we don't
you.
Even know your name.
That's true.
Janet.
Okay, Janet. So Janet, you're on a radio show right now. There is no George. George is not a real person.
He's never existed.
And it doesn't even matter. Why are you creating fake Tinder profiles for your daughter?
Yeah, because I love my daughter, and I want my daughter to be happy, and she has not been making the best decisions in her relationship.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you're going online using your daughter's pictures to help her find a guy.
Exactly.
You just didn't tell her that you're doing that.
Oh, no.
I want Haven to be happily married like I am, and she seems to be having trouble, and I'm trying to help her.
I'm trying to be a matchmaker. I see.
That's kind of cute.
It's not.
Mom, I never gave you permission to do this.
No, I don't need your permission to help you. You're my daughter.
Oh, whoa. That's mom territory.
Yeah.
What number is this even? Because this is not your number.
This is a number that your father and I invested in for your benefit.
Oh, my God. You even got a fake number?
Oh, my gosh.
Your father calls it the burner phone, like the cartel.
The burner phone?
Okay. like the cartel.
Hey, it's pretty cheap to add a line to a family plan. That's not a bad idea.
I mean, in Haven, you got to give your mom credit. I mean, she did match with your fake account, so she knows what you like since it was actually you.
See?
No, I would never let my mom run a profile for me. Ever.
My mom is terrible with technology.
Well, that's why your father helped me out, Haven. And I want you to know, I just talked to a guy the other day called Marco. Oh. And very, very nice gentleman. And he offered to pay for a ticket for you to go visit him.
Oh.
I think you should be very grateful and not make fun of me and call a radio station.
Mom! I didn't even know it was you. We've been messaging. How am I supposed to know you were even doing this?
Well, how would I know it was you, Haven?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's why this isn't a good idea, Janet.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's admirable for you to try and help your daughter who's I guess, struggling in the relationship department, according to you?
I'm not struggling in the relationship department.
Okay. Your mom seems to think that you are.
No, she just doesn't like the kind of guys I date.
Yeah, like most moms.
Would you be up, Haven, for just going on one date that your mom set up, but just to see, maybe?
Oh, my God, no, absolutely not. Mom, hang up the phone. We're done here.
I mean, Marco was going to offer to pay for tickets to go fly to meet him.
Yeah, those are the guys
No. Mom, I need you to listen to me clearly right now. I can handle my own love life. Take down the Tinder page, take all my pictures off the internet, get rid of the burner phone, all of it.
Well, your father will have to do that, Haven. I'm not that good with it.
Oh! Oh my God, Mom, just hang up the phone, please. No more.
Just like always, impossible to get your parents off the phone, dude.
I know. I feel like I wish I could have met Janet back in the day, though. Yeah. She sounds like a firecracker.
Oh, yeah, bro. You're damn right, George.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.